Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, guys.
Pasta.
Pasta Adam.
Pasta Adam.
Pasta. That's what you're going to have for dinner tonight. Pasta.
Yes. Hello.
I used to have somebody that called me Pasta Adam. That was just the way they said stuff. And so I didn't have the heart to correct them. You know, because they didn't mean to do it. It's just the way they said things. You know how some people say their R's a little weird?
Yeah.
Know? Like JoJo Siwa.
Oh, yeah, sure.
JoJo Siwa, back in the day when she was a little kid, she used to say her R's a little weird. And anyway, I think that might have been why this person did it, but they would say Pasta Adam. Which makes me think of like Rasta.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to keep that because I think that's a gift.
I think it's good.
Because it's Christmas time.
It's Christmas time. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Right now, it's Christmas Eve, of course.
It is. It's Christmas Eve. Tomorrow is Christmas of 2025. It's hard to believe. And so we just wanted to take a few minutes just to say Merry Christmas to you. And thank you for being a part of the Messy Walk Podcast family.
Yes, thank you.
And we're just thankful for you in general. And it's Christmas season, which is a good time to just to pause. So we're not going to take up a bunch of your time. You know, hopefully you do not listen to this today, so you don't spend your Christmas Eve listening to some random podcast, right? But that you'd be with family and friends and, you know, getting ready for festivities. And hopefully you're off work by the time you hear this. And
yes.
You're having a little bit of a break. A lot of people would be off work today, but still plenty of people that are working. So we don't want to take up a bunch of your time, you know. Putting out a bunch of content on Christmas Eve, right? So we just thought we would just pause for a minute and say Merry Christmas to you and tell you that we're thankful for you. And then I was thinking, right before we did this, because Steph and I did zero planning for this, was, you know, to kind of just share something cool from the Christmas story. So so I put Steph on the spot. She has nothing cool from the Christmas story to share. No, just kidding.
Granted, I just got off work, so I'm just going to keep going.
I gave her 6 seconds to think about it. But here's a challenge for you and your family this
That's
Christmas.
Embarrassing.
And instead of having to sit around and share the whole Christmas story or something like that, which you can do, it's a cool thing to do, something cool to add in would be just to share, go around the table and say, you know, or around the couch or whatever, and say, what do you think is the coolest part of the Christmas story? Like something that just catches your attention in the story of Jesus's birth, and with Mary, Joseph, the animals, the manger, the trough, Bethlehem, the no room at the inn, the wise men, King Herod, you know, you got all these pieces. Is to do that. And so the reason I thought about that, what are you laughing at?
You're like listening now. It's like, Stephanie, this is the Christmas story. Remember it? Keep going.
Do you think somebody's listening going, oh, yeah, that's the Christmas story? Anyway, so for about the last 3-4 months, so since Olivia went to college, right, we've had these, well, since right before she went, we've had a lot of little family trips, right? Mm-hmm. When she was looking at schools and then moving in, and then we go up and see her, and then like Thanksgiving, we took a trip. Our family goes by ourselves for Thanksgiving out of town. And anyway, about, I guess, 3-4 months ago, Valerie brings these little question cards that came from her grandma. Now, her grandma is a genius. She's the smartest person I've ever met in my life, like hands down the smartest human being in the world.
Wow, that's
and,
cool.
And she's just a genius. And she loves to read. She reads everything all the time, constantly.
Wow.
And we left her house. She's always sending us junk, right? You know, so she's sending us stuff constantly. And she gives Valerie these little cards for us as a family. They're like conversation starter cards kind of thing.
I like those.
And so Valerie brings it with her on this family trip we did around Olivia's school or something several months ago. And we all had a blast doing it around a dinner table. So here lately, when we've gone out to dinner, even like lunch or something, we've been doing this randomly. And so it'll be it won't be the cards anymore. We kind of tap those out. But like Madeline just did this the other night. She was like, let's all go around the table and share our favorite, you know, thing at Thanksgiving. Let's go all share around. You know, so we've been doing it a lot lately. We just did it like a week ago. So I think that this is a cool thing with regard to the Christmas story that you maybe could do with your families. And so I'll share one of mine that I think is really cool. I think it's really cool when you look at Joseph's reaction in the Christmas story to what's going on. So you find this. So the Christmas story happens in Matthew and in Luke. Luke's is the most famous one. Luke's the one that feels like it's told sort of from Mary's perspective. Matthew is the one that feels like it's told from Joseph's perspective. And if you go look at the angel coming to tell Joseph that Mary is pregnant, right, which is devastating to him, of course, right, because, you know, he knows that it ain't his baby. Anyway, the angel ends up telling him that he's going to be, you know, you're going to give him the name Jesus, right? And Joseph awakes from this vision time with the angel and just obeys. And I find it super cool, right? Because there's no questioning. There's no like, was that God? Was that really an angel announcement? Do I really want to do this? You know what I mean? Like, we tend to do that all the time with what we hear from God.
Oh, yeah.
But I find it really cool because he gets this pronouncement from the angel and wakes up and does what he says he's going to do. And I think it's really cool because it shows you that when God chooses to speak to us directly, especially if he was to send an angel to speak to you, you don't have any choice but to obey. Right?
True.
Like, you're just going to do what is being told, right? There's no question. Because when God shows up in person form, right, when God shows up physically in front of you, it has the possibility to override even our free will, right? Because he pops up. And what are you going to do but not do what he says to do? I just find that really cool.
Yeah.
In the scripture. I find it really cool that he just is like, there's no questions. There's no anything. He just wakes up and is like, got to do this. I just find it really cool.
Yeah.
And it makes me think about how I want to be obedient. You know what I mean? Like, when I feel like I know something is from God, that there's no questioning, there's no wondering, there's no scared, there's no nothing. You don't feel any fear from him or anything in this, right? And it's a pretty fearful thing. You don't feel anything of it. You just feel like him going, yes, sir. That's what it feels like, right? Anyway, it just makes me think of obedience. And I would like to be going into this year and into next year, I'd like to be more obedient like that. So that's just something cool from the Christmas story.
Yeah.
So anyway, spend time with your families. Steph, do you want to add one?
Well, mine is very simple. I don't think... Maybe this is just so simple, but I think it was just really cool that Jesus was a baby. I mean, I know that sounds...
No, it is.
Very simple, but to picture him as a baby, and then, of course, he grew... Right. I don't know. I love that.
Oh, I agree.
I love that.
I agree. I think it is the, I think that some of you will think that I'm saying heresy when I say this, but I think that the Christmas story, so God vacating glory and coming to humans mm-hmm. and not just coming to us, but becoming one of us, is the most miraculous thing in the history of the world and the thing that we can't get our brains around.
Yes, right? I guess that's kind of what I'm trying to say. Yeah. It's like he was human.
But he comes in baby form too, like
yes.
all the way through the human experience.
Yeah.
Like Jesus, you know how we talk about Jesus has experienced everything we've experienced, right? He's walked mm-hmm. the life that we couldn't walk. He even has experienced birth,
yeah.
right? Like the fullness of the humanity. And I think if he would have come as just plop down as a prophet that's 30 right. years old or something like that. You're right. It's not as, I don't know, there's something about him coming as a baby.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's
cool. That's what I got.
That was good, Steph. That was very good. Good job. So anyway, Merry Christmas to you
Merry
guys.
Merry Christmas.
Maybe you spend some time just joking around, hanging around, talking around with your family about something you find cool from the Christmas story. And it won't take very much. All it'll take yeah. is one person to say it, what they think, and then other people will start chiming in. And there's so many cool things about the Christmas story. It is the most miraculous thing.
It is.
That could ever happen. And I'm not in any way, shape, or form denigrating the miraculous of Jesus rising from the dead, right? That was a historical event that is the foundation
yes.
of our faith, right? That's the
yeah.
foundation of our faith, that he rose from the dead. But the craziest miracle of all is God becoming one of us. That's insane.
So, yeah, so
anyway,
cool.
It's very cool. So anyway, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Hope you have a nice Christmas with your family and you don't work too hard and you take time to pause and hopefully you don't even get to this episode until way after Christmas. So
yes.
That's what we hope.
You're loved.
Yep, we love you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.